Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. It is time to turn the dark page of Oslo. Translated. Smotrich announced the demise of the Palestinian state project with the launch of the E1 or East 1 project, which is considered an implementation of the so-called Greater Jerusalem Plan. This plan separates the northern West Bank from the southern West Bank and, in line with the measures taken by the Jewish entity on the ground, creates the isolated enclaves within which it is besieging the people of the West Bank. This was preceded by the demolition of camps in the northern West Bank and the designation of the UNRWA as an illegal organization so that the refugee issue would remain irrelevant on the ground. All these successive and escalating measures leave only one thing to say. There is nothing left of the Oslo Accords on the ground that would leave any semblance of a Palestinian state for advocates of a quasi-state, even if it lacks sovereignty and even if it lacks weapons. There is no final solution issues, Jerusalem, borders and refugees, that can be negotiated. Nothing remains of the Oslo Accords except the betrayal of the PLO's concession of most of Palestine and the false and wrong recognition of the Jews' rights to most of the land of Palestine. The only remnants of Oslo remain except for the security coordination that secures Jews and settlers and opens the door for complicit regimes before and after the PLO to deal with the usurping entity as a legitimate entity. Nothing remains of the treasonous agreement except the implementation of the agendas of the Jews, the Americans and the Europeans in fighting the Mujahideen and changing the curricula to remove the values of Islam and the souls of Muslims and replace them with the concepts of disbelief, peace and coexistence. The Oslo Accords left nothing but the powerful in the Palestinian Authority siphoning off the money of the people of Palestine, suffocating them with taxes and tying them to a banking system that counts their breaths. Despite all these facts and despite the usurping entity's repeated declarations that it will not allow the establishment of a Palestinian state and that there is no place in Gaza for the Palestinian Authority, its henchmen cling to any service they can offer it in exchange for their continued presence in Gaza, the West Bank, or any remnants of the Palestine they and their people have squandered. The Oslo Accords, which were buried by the Jewish entity, except for a remnant of what served them and the Palestinian state, which they aborted before it could even take shape in the womb of betrayal, have come to an end for the Islamic Ummah to turn the page on this dark chapter with its final darkest page, Gaza and its wounds, and to open the page of history and geography. In geography, Palestine is the pearl of the Levant, a sham, adorned by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the night he was taken to it. It was his first Qibla, direction of prayer, and the first Qibla of the Muslims, then the third of the two holy mosques. From its sea to its river, it belongs to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Historically, it is the land of the conquest of the companions and the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, the liberation of the righteous and the epics of the Mujahideen. On it, the crusaders were defeated and in it, Allah defeated the Tartars. It is a land that must return to what it was, not an organized affair, but rather a single ummah to which soldiers march and enter from its regions, erasing the traces of those who occupied it, bringing to justice those who betrayed it. It will then become the heartland of Islam.
لقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون إن في هذا لبلاغا لقوم عابدين.
Surely, following the heavenly record we decreed in the scriptures, my righteous servants shall inherit the land. Surely, this Quran is sufficient as a reminder for those who devoted to worship. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 105 and 106. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.